This is a podcast from WOR. Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And we also have a guest with us today, none other than Jack Challum. Jack's the author of many books, including a recent one called No More Fatigue, and he also writes a highly respected newsletter called The Nutrition Reporter.
Now, Jack has been on our show several times in the past, and as before, his appearance is made possible by the Solgar Vitamin Company. So, before we continue, we want to be sure to thank Solgar for their support.
And the topic we want to cover today should be of interest to just about all of you. We're now in what we call the holiday season. Thanksgiving has come and gone. Shopping has begun. I was walking around the city this past Friday and Saturday, and there are more people than there are during the summer. It's unbelievable. Anyway, New Year's will soon be here. Christmas will soon be here. And for most people, these are nice, happy occasions, but they're also highly stressful.
Now, you know, the stress can come from many different directions. It can be mental, from worry about spending, you know, about money, about preparing, about entertaining, and so forth. It can also be physical, drinking too much, overindulging, eating too much, and so forth.
And then with all this going on, there's often accompanying fatigue and lack of energy. You know, and with Jack's help, we're going to talk about what we can do about some of these problems. But I know one of the real bad problems is overeating. So welcome to the Wilner Window, Jack, and talk to us a little bit about this overeating problem.
Hey, it's good to be with you once again. Don, you just really took some of my best lines there right off the bat.
No. I just set the stage for you, Jack.
this is really the season of excess. And, you know, I think a lot of people have sort of warped what should be really a beautiful time of year. And we saw headlines this past week about people macing other people in stores so they could get to their bargains. Anyway, overeating and overdrinking are two of the big issues. And in a sense, people try to pay penance come January. And we'll be here probably in a little over a month talking about ways to just trim down and get rid of some of the pounds we gained over the holidays. And really the watchword here is moderation. And it starts with watching what you put in your mouth. And you have to be more vigilant this time of year than you do every other time of the year. because there's so much being thrown at you. And you have to sort through the junk food. And doesn't mean you have to live like a monk and avoid a dessert, but you just have to be careful not to overindulge.
Yeah, well, Jack, you know, obviously what we're going to eventually be doing is giving people advice on what supplements they might want to be taking to help with this. But, you know, when you talk about overeating and things of that sort, I guess over drinking, you know, we're not really going to be talking about taking in acids to counter the effects of these things. We're going to be talking about more systemic or what's the term I'm looking for? Things that we can do to enhance our ability to cope with not only those stresses that you just mentioned, but like I said before, the accompanying other types of stresses that come along with the holiday. Your example of somebody macing other people in line, you know, during the sale is, I think, a very good case in point.
Yeah, and really the whole linchpin here before diet becomes an issue is really stress. And people just try to do way too much this time of year. And one of the patterns they get into with too many chocolates, too many sweets of other sorts, too many refined carbohydrates, is they start to develop what is essentially a pre-diabetic, almost type 2 diabetic blood sugar pattern. And this really wipes out their energy, and they feel more and more tired the more they indulge in these foods. And you're right, we'll be talking about supplements, and they've got an important role in correcting the problem, but it really helps to just kind of like watch what you eat most of the time. Stick to the tried and true advice. Quality protein, chicken, turkey, fish. Presumably we're not all turkeyed out at this point. Quality proteins, lots of veggies, going easy on the carbs, you know, the potatoes, the breads, the stuffing, things like that. And we just have to be more mindful of this because basically everyone's just shooting sugar and junk food at us every day through New Year's Eve.
Well, Jack, where does alcohol fit into your commentary about the carbohydrates and wrong food choices?
Well, in a number of ways. Really, you know, just it's a source of a lot of calories. There tends to be a lot of celebrations followed by a lot of hangovers. And again, the moderation is the key here. And it's also a time of the year that, you know, if people drink only moderately during the year and then ramp up this time of year, it's almost as if they become temporary alcoholics. And they're just overdoing.
They're transient alcoholics.
Yeah.
I just invented that term. You can use it from now on if you like.
He invented it because if the shoe fits, you wear it, you know?
hey, watch it.
And then there are a lot of transients who are also alcoholics, yeah. I guess.
Okay,
with alcohol, you start to lose control. And it's not just a mood issue, but it's a food issue as well. And people start to have less control over what they put in their mouths.
Right. So rather than reach for the broccoli and the carrot sticks, they go for the little wrapped up weenies and the other sweets.
And another piece of cake. You know, that certainly will taste good, and I'll just plan on working it off come January. But the truth is, and there have been studies that have shown this, people gain weight between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve that they're not likely to shed come January. So year after year, this just adds to the obesity epidemic. And so from really the get-go, you really have to watch yourself and everything that everyone wants to feed you in the name of love and celebration.
Yeah, well, this has been going on forever. You know,
yeah,
it started with me when I was a little kid.
Yeah, except now that the food has become junkier, and and so that tends to be packed with more sugar, more trans fats. Trans fats help store fat around the belly.
Hey, look, there's also issues. You know, you talk about a nice turkey dinner where you have your turkey and you have your sweet potatoes and yams and you have your cranberry sauce and everything else. You know, it's very easy just to overeat on those foods without the sugared stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But let's talk, what's bad about that part of overeating? What does that do when you stuff yourself with, even if it's just turkey and mashed potatoes or yams or cranberries? What does that do that's harmful to low?
Well, often it'll just kind of like knock you out just because of blood sugar issues. And that's why I keep coming back to this idea of quality protein, lots of veggies, go light on the carbs. And you know, there's this old idea that it's the tryptophan, this relaxing amino acid in turkey that makes people so sleepy. But you have tryptophan in fish, in beef, and those foods don't make people sleepy. The difference is on Thanksgiving, you're having a lot of carbs from the stuffing to the potatoes,
the dessert. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Well, I think it's a more comprehensive problem, though. You know, it could lead to a little bit of more weight gain. By the time the holiday's over, you're going to find that you can't buckle your pants anymore, and so forth. But there's also, I think, it has an overall effect. I mean, you mentioned energy and fatigue, Jack. I think it has an overall effect on the level of stress and how you feel and. Function during this whole period, and I think it's more than just worrying about what's going to happen come middle of January. I think what about those people, for example, who are already a pre-diabetic or already on the borderline? You know, most of us don't eat all that great as it is during the rest of the year. So here we go, and we really insult our bodies during this period, and we feel lousy.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to feel good. It's a holiday, and we feel lousy. Why don't we talk about that after the break? Ronnie, what do you think?
What a great segue. That's just what I was going to suggest. When we come back, we're going to talk just about what Don said and also mention a few supplements that can sort of make you feel maybe a little bit better after you do all those nasty things. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest Jack Challum will all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
And as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, the entire Jarrow Formulas line is on sale at 25% off list price. QH Absorb is 30% off, and certain Jarrow 5-HTP and vitamin D3s are on sale at one-half price. Check our website, wilner.com, for the details. And also, as I said, this year we have been celebrating Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. Not too many companies manage to stay in business that long. Well, what's the secret to a successful 100 years? In our case, we think it has something to do with creating a pleasant shopping experience, carrying a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and perhaps most important, providing professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And doing all this while offering some of the best discount prices that you'll find. And to celebrate, we're offering extra special anniversary deals with discounts up to 50% off. Be sure to take advantage of these great deals. Check our website, Wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales as well as the special anniversary sale discounts that are now in effect. And to receive our quarterly catalog and sale flyer mailings, be sure you're on the Wilner Chemist mailing list. It's easy. You can do it on our website, Wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, extension 7, or while you're in one of our stores.
And speaking of the stores, I hope you will visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be back in just a moment.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, fo tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Jack Challum. And we're discussing all the foods and what you should and shouldn't do around this difficult holiday time. And, before the break, Don had some ideas about what we're gonna do next. So you're on, Don.
I guess, Jack, what we really should be doing is giving the listeners some advice as to perhaps. You know, not only should they modify what they do and try to avoid eating all those simple carbs and so forth, eat the high-quality protein, as you've already mentioned, but, you know, there may be certain supplements that are especially important during this period. Because, look, as we know, you know, some of this will be unavoidable. Parties, family, all these events, the stress. So are there certain supplements, Jack, that perhaps are even more important during this period than they are during the rest of the year?
Yeah, there are. And really there's two groups of supplements that are at the top of my list to take the edge off the stress. And number one are the B-complex stress formulas. These tend to be moderate to high-potency B-complex vitamins. The research on the B-complex as anti-stress vitamins goes literally back to the 1940s, and there have been recent studies published just in the last couple of months really reaffirming their benefits in reducing feelings of stress. And why do they help with stress reduction? They're cofactors for our neurotransmitters, and to make serotonin, to make melatonin, you need vitamin B6, and they're all involved in these stress reducing, nerve reducing benefits. But B6, B12, folic acid. I tend to prefer the methylfolate and methylcobalamin forms. Are really kind of like the top tier of the Bs. And then the other group that I think is very, very important is the omega-3 fish oils. And again, you know, with this time of year, we're not only skipping meals and eating too much of the wrong foods, but we often start to forget to take our supplements because we're so stressed out. And it's so important to maintain a daily discipline so we take our supplements at the same times every day, even if we're out shopping. You know, you can just put them in a little plastic jewelry bag or a pill pouch and take them with.
Yeah, one of the things, while we go along, Jack, I want to, give the listeners, convert what you're saying into some practical product information. We mentioned we have the Solgar Vitamin Company helping us out or making your presence possible today. You mentioned the B-complex as a stress formula. There are actually versions of the B-complex as a product that are specifically designed as stress formulas. Solgar has a couple, a B-complex with vitamin C stress formula, ultimate B and C complex stress formula. These are products that you can't go wrong with for that purpose. If that's what you're looking for, these are modified versions of B-complex products that are designed for stress. One of the things I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Arnie, typically, a stress B complex is a little bit different from a general B complex in that the ratios of some of the vitamins are different. I believe what pantothenic acid is a little bit higher usually.
Yeah, and they usually B1 is usually higher. Pantothenic acid is usually higher, and the stress formulas also have more vitamin C or vitamin C, which
and
the basic
what,
B complex don't.
And this is usually for its effect on the support of the adrenal glands.
Absolutely. Pantothenic acid and vitamin C are both very, very helpful and necessary for proper manufacture of the adrenal stress hormones.
Yeah, one of the things also, by the way, before we continue, is speaking of vitamin C, another thing that the Solgar line contains, of course, the ester C form of vitamin C in many of their products.
Absolutely.
And that's something else for those of you who are looking to get the most bang for your buck out of vitamin C. Solgar is one of the few companies now that you're able to get the ester C form from.
Okay, good point. All right, we're going to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. And when we come back, maybe we'll start taking some phone calls, too. 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Wilner Chemists is proud to introduce the new Core Daily multivitamins from Country Life. The gender-specific Core Daily supports the nutritional needs of both men and women. Both formulations contain an array of nutrients, such as coenzymated B vitamins, that support energy metabolism. In addition to the target ingredients, such as organic whole cranberry and folic acid for women and saw palmetto and pygium for men, both formulations contain 28 organic whole fruits, vegetables, and grains. Furthermore, the Core Multi provides full-spectrum probiotic and enzyme blends along with aloe vera to support healthy digestion. And these new and exciting multivitamins are easy to take, just one certified gluten-free tablet per day. Core Daily One for women and men from Country Life, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Now to the traffic.
And good afternoon. This report sponsored by Flushing Bank, where there's never a monthly fee to use your debit card. Open a Flushing Bank free checking account today. Visit a branch or go to flushingbank.com for details. Into the city at the Holland Tunnel, 15 minutes from the turnpike approach, 10 to 15 from 1 and 9, 10 in the outbound direction, 15 at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. No problem on the George Washington Bridge. A serious crash investigation has just cleared on the Clearview Expressway. All lanes open southbound at Northern Boulevard. A debris spill on the Cross Island southbound between Northern Boulevard and the LIE, and on the Cross Bronx, watch out for a large hole in the roadway westbound of the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Some trouble now across the Tappan Zee Bridge into Rockland County, an accident just clearing from the bridge span, and into New Jersey on Route 23 in West Milford. Heavy traffic delays in both directions at Oak Ridge Road as a crash investigation is still going on. No reports of trouble as you travel on the Garden State Parkway. The New Jersey Turnpike in good shape. Tom Rogers, WOR Traffic.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements for therapeutic and healing purposes, pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemist sale flyer, now online at wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group, glandulars you can trust.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer, and you know, when I came into the studio today, I was talking to our engineer, Noah Fleischman, and he's, in addition to being our engineer, he also stops by the store to buy a few things every once in a while, and he said something nice to me. He said, you know, I have to tell you why I really love your Park Avenue store, so instead of me repeating it, how about, Noah, you repeat it?
Well, yes, actually, I was. I visited the store just a couple of days ago, and there you were. There was Arnie Gitomer in all of his glory, tending to things, tending to matters. And I said, you know something? No matter how obscure or out of the way the item is that you're looking for, you come into Wilner Chemists, and they have it. They're never out of it. It's amazing. You come in and, oh, by the way, there's this little item from such and such, and then it's, perhaps you don't have it. And Arnie says, wait a minute. He walks me over to the shelf. There it is. Unbelievable. Wilner Chemists. Never out of it. Fabulous.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And when you find what you're looking for, that's a good day.
That's a good day is right. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Jack Challum. And before we get back to the discussion, I want to remind you that as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 12 companies on sale at half price. In addition, we have over 20 product lines on sale at discounts of 25, 30, 35, even 40% off list price. Check the website, Wilner.com, or stop by the store for the full list. Hey, Don, I just had to do that back and forth with Noah because, you know, when I came in today, he was so sincere about that. So I hope that came through.
Well, you know, I'm glad because when we run that little commercial that we've been running all year about talking about the fact that that Wilner's has been in business for 100 years, and we list the reasons why we think we've succeeded like that. One of the reasons that we kind of run over real quickly is that we carry such a wide selection of products, and you know, we say that and we kind of read over it real quickly, but people may not appreciate just what that really means. You take Solgar, for example. You know, as we've mentioned today, Jack is our guest through the courtesy of Solgar Vitamin. Well, you know, a lot of health food stores and pharmacies carry Solgar products, but not very many carry the entire Solgar line like we do. And Solgar is not the only line. We have a large number of lines that we carry the entire line, not just the popular products. And that's, I think, the key. You know, we carry companies that many stores don't carry, professional lines and so forth. So you may be seeing a nutritionist or a physician who's making recommendations. We usually have everything that they might be suggesting that you take. And you don't find that every place. So, you know, it's easy to carry the popular items.
It's not
but
that
it's
you
not so easy
it's not
to
that,
carry.
You know, you said that you don't find it. You don't find that in every place. You don't find that in any place.
Well, I don't want to. I didn't
yeah,
want to.
No, you don't have to. I just did. So, okay. you can be humble.
Okay. Anyway, so, you know, look, we way back when we first started the radio show, we wrote up a commercial because, you know, we had a customer came in. This was back when we were on
39th Street.
On 39th Street. Came in, is kind of walking up the aisle. You know, we had the register and the pharmacy was in the back of the store, so they're kind of slowly walking, looking around, and they get back to the back counter and have this sort of amazed look on their face. Wow, this is like a vitamin fairyland.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, okay, let's get back to Jack Chalam, our guest. You know, Jack, there's a couple of categories of supplements that I want you to talk about, and I think you probably will too. You mentioned, for example, vitamin B12, and I want to touch on that because people think about, you know, when they think about energy and fatigue, they think about vitamin B12, so I want to touch on that. And also, usually there are sleep problems that go along with the stress connected with the holidays, so I thought that'd be another good topic. There's a few other and maybe we can even touch on certain supplements that can help with the digestive or the food-related components, things like carnitine and probiotics and digestive enzymes. So there's a bunch of things. I'm not going to let you get away without discussing some of these. Let's talk about B12. You mentioned you prefer the methylcobalamin form of B12. Maybe we should explain to the listeners what you mean by that, why it's important, and so forth. Do you want to take a second to do that, Jack?
Sure. I think probably 90% of the B12 supplements on the market are cyanocobalamin, which is fine. The methylcobalamin is actually kind of like the downstream product of what the body converts cyanocobalamin to. And so I prefer, and I just recently switched over to Solgar's methylcobalamin from cyanocobalamin. I think it sort of simplifies the biochemistry of what's going on, and in a sense, we're drawing a shorter line to get to the active form of the B12. And a lot of people just think, well, do I really need extra B12? And anyone who's taking any kind of acid-blocking drug is going to have their B12 compromised. Because, you know, the drugs block stomach acid, which reduces B12 absorption. So you can compensate for that by taking what I like is a sublingual B12, again, methylcobalamin, which goes straight into the bloodstream instead of through the digestive tract. So I think it's just a little bit more elegant from a nutritional slash biochemical standpoint.
Okay, Jack, what is dibenzozide?
I'm not sure.
Arnie, what is dibenzozide?
You're asking me to.
Okay, yeah. Dibenzozide, I think, is just another. I'm bringing it up because I know that it's on some labels, and I don't want the consumers to get confused. As a matter of fact, Solgar, in their regular 5,000 microgram vitamin B12 that I'm looking at, says with dibenzozide. It is basically methylcobalamin, as far as I'm concerned. It's the coenzymated form of B12. So whether you're talking methylcobalamin, which is it's the active coenzyme form of B12. What Jack is saying is that, you know, a lot of these vitamins, as they get to be absorbed and converted into the form utilized in the body, the coenzymated form is one step closer to what the body can utilize. Now, with vitamin B12, this is especially important because it is sometimes difficult to get a good absorption, a good utilization of a B12 supplement when you take it by mouth. That's why it used to be that doctors claimed you had to get it by injection when they were getting B12 for treating fatigue and anemia and things of that sort. We have now found, of course, research has shown that it's not as hard as we used to think if you take a high enough dose. And that's why, Solgar has it in like 5,000 micrograms. The methylcobalamin is in 1,000 micrograms. These are high enough dosages so that even though the absorption may not be 100% efficient, you're going to be getting enough to get the effect that you're looking for. So that's the story on the B12. We won't go into intrinsic factor and all of that. Let's just kind of leave it that if you really want to get the benefit of B12, take a high dose and take the coenzymated methylcobalamin form.
Yeah,
okay?
I'd like to add one other thing to that in terms of people assessing their needs. And what comes out of the medical literature is that one-third of people age 65 and older suffer from atrophic gastritis. And this also interferes with B12 absorption. So if you're 65 and older, you've got a 33% chance of suffering from this. And if you're also taking acid-blocking drugs, you're probably on a B12 deficit.
Also, you know, you should mention the significant need of B12 that vegetarians have.
Yeah, and you know, we can touch on that. You know, there isn't much B12 in plant foods. The best sources tend to be animal foods. And interestingly enough, there have been a number of cases in the literature of people, seniors developing Alzheimer's-like symptoms, but they're actually suffering from a vitamin B12 deficiency. And when a sharp doctor recognizes this and gives them B12, they recover. You know, it won't help with Alzheimer's, but it will help with the sort of B12 deficiency dementia.
Okay. All right, you know what? We have a caller who has an interesting question. Sandy from Brooklyn, welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have been overweight most of my adult life and gone on many diets, losing weight, gaining it. And now I'm in my late 60s, and I was diagnosed with NASH, or fatty liver. And I'm just wondering what you guys would suggest as a supplement, as supplements to help a fatty liver.
Okay. You want to start, Jack?
Yeah, the first thing that occurs to me is silymarin, which is the antioxidant extract of milk thistle. The silymarin component is far more potent than the milk thistle herb. I would add alpha-lipoic acid. I would add N-acetylcysteine, which is an antioxidant. All three of these have a very strong bearing on liver function. On the dietary side, really cutting back on the carbs and sugars and eating a lot of veggies.
How does that sound for you, Sandy?
No, that sounds right. I just would like to know how much of the silymarin, the alpha-lipoic, and the NAC.
If you're taking all three, I'd probably say just kind of a seat-of-the-pants recommendation, about 200 milligrams of each day.
And that's probably extremely conservative, Jack. I might say a little more myself. The NAC probably up to about maybe 500 milligrams, even twice a day. That might be helpful. Lipoic acid, probably. They make a lipoic acid in a time release 300 milligram. You might want to take one of those twice a day. And the milk thistle, there's a few standardized extracts. Solgar has one I think it's under milk thistle, and that would be about 175 milligrams, and I would do one of those at least two or three times a day as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is it any difference of which store to come into, or both stores would help me with that?
Oh, either store, 100 Park Avenue or 253 Broadway.
Okay. And you said on the dietary side, I mean, I'm not talking about food. I know low carb. It's worked for me in the past. Unfortunately, I've always done the Atkins style, which includes higher fat, so I just have to cut the fat also. But I'm wondering, beside a basic vitamin, anything else beside these three?
Always a good multivitamin.
Yeah, that I always take that.
Well, you know, there are some combination products available that contain some of the things we've already mentioned from an herbal standpoint, as well as a few others. Solgar, for example, has a combination product called Herbal Liver Complex that has... So, again, some of the things that we mentioned, the standardized milk thistle extract and some other herbs, turmeric, schizandarin, dandelion, and things of that sort. Wilner has a product called Liver Support, which is a blend of some of the same herbs. It wouldn't take the place of those individual ones in your case because you really need therapeutic levels, but you can add products like that to your daily regimen if you're interested, okay? So it's either Solgar's liver complex, it comes in vegetarian capsules, or Wilner's Phytotech liver support, both liquid and capsules as well.
Okay, Sandy, thanks so much for the call. Okay, we have to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Jack Challum, will all be back after these messages. The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. PowerThought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's Food for Thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, PowerThought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Their organic resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. They're all natural, patented manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of beauty from within formulas promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservoirs Organics. Reservoirs Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally. When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's full spectrum wild Alaskan omega soft gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists.
20% off list price.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
How about that? Welcome back. Where do you find that music, Don?
Well, I searched and I found a few that seemed appropriate. But
okay, anyway.
I think Noah likes that particular one.
I think
one.
Don and I have the same record collection.
Yeah. Right. The old stuff. Okay. Anyway, I tell you, Arnie. I want to ask Jack something about alpha lipoic acid. You know, Jack, you've mentioned I think twice now alpha lipoic acid. You know, Solgar has alpha lipoic acid, of course, in a number of different potencies. I think up to 600 milligrams per capsule. Why don't you tell the listeners what alpha lipoic is and why it's a little bit different than most of the other the other antioxidants that might be out there, and why you keep on bringing up alpha lipoic acid.
Yeah, years ago someone termed it the universal antioxidant. And it really plays a number of interesting roles in the body. And it's a potent antioxidant in itself. It gets converted in the body to dihydrolipoic acid, which is even more potent as an antioxidant. And it's also involved in recycling other antioxidants. Basically, antioxidants get used up as they're fighting free radicals, and you could sort of visualize it. Vitamin E or vitamin C is kind of like a deflated tire at that point. And lipoic acid, by recycling it, sort of just pumps more air into the vitamin E and vitamin C so they can keep fighting free radicals. it has another interesting role, and I think maybe during the second hour we need to spend a little time just talking about the nutrients involved in cell energy. And lipoic acid is one of the nutrients. You know, from a technical standpoint, it plays a couple of roles in glycolysis and the Krebs cycle, which are the chemical reactions involved in breaking down food for energy. And if you don't make enough lipoic acid, if you don't get enough in foods, it's going to impact your energy levels.
You know, also, I think one key thing, which is perhaps apart from its the fact that it's a fat and water-soluble antioxidant, excuse me, is the fact that lipoic acid also in high dosages significantly, you know, impacts blood sugar levels.
Yeah, it does. And it seems to be necessary for the normal functioning of insulin. A lot of this work was done in Germany. Some of it was done at the Mayo Clinic in this country. In my book, Stop Prediabetes Now, lipoic acid is one of the key supplements I recommend for getting blood sugar and insulin levels under control.
It's a supplement for all seasons.
Well, is it especially useful as we were talking about the particular stresses and challenges that are involved in the season right now? Is alpha lipoic acid something that people should be taking especially important during this period of time?
You know, I would probably add it, if someone is not taking it. Again, mainly because we're just getting hit with so many junk foods, and our blood sugar tends to become a little more pre-diabetic-like this time of year because we're just eating so much junk.
I think you mentioned once that alpha lipoic acid, there was some research showing it was even of some value in glaucoma, and I checked into it. I've started taking it myself. That was sort of the little extra push that made me add it to my regimen.
Yeah. I mean, it really is kind of like the multitasking antioxidant, and it seems to do a lot of things that other antioxidants don't do.
Okay, let's talk to Ted, calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Ted.
Yes, how are you doing? I got a question about a product I've been taking for a short period of time. I don't know if I can name the manufacturer.
What have you been taking?
It's an antler mushroom.
Okay.
Also on the liver cleansing topic.
Mm-hmm.
You guys familiar with this at all?
Antler mushroom? No.
Yes, not at all.
So what can we help you with?
Well, I just wanted to run it by you to see if you have any info on it at all.
Well,
no.
There must be another name for it, antler mushroom. If we knew the other name, you know, mushroom. There are many mushrooms in general that have a powerful immune enhancing action, and different ones. I know certain ones have been useful for a blood sugar. What's the condition? What's that syndrome? The syndrome.
Syndrome X.
Syndrome X. Whatever.
You metabolic know, syndrome.
Yeah. There you go. I couldn't. My mind went blank there. But the metabolic syndrome. So maybe it's in that category. And it might be part of. It might be a useful part of an overall liver support regimen. But in terms of it having some miraculous effect on liver, we're not aware of it.
It's a mushroom. It's not weird, okay. But I don't know that it has any real special effects as a liver cleanser. Okay, all right. And now we're going to hear a little bit of information about a wonderful deal we have going on at Wilner Chemists relating to stevia.
might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, I want to remind you that as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 12 companies on sale at half price. In addition, we have over 20 product lines on sale at discounts of 25 to 40% off list price. Check our website for all the details. Okay, we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. For those of you who don't know, this is a two-hour show. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right where you are, and we will get to you at the top of the second hour when we return. And that will be at about 4.5 minutes after 3 o'clock, and our special guest, Jack Chalom, he'll be back too. So stay tuned.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
This has been a podcast from WOR.